Rural electric cooperatives helped farming communities modernize in the mid-20th century. A National Co-op Month salute next on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A few of the older farmers still around remember not having electric power service at the farm. That changed rapidly in the 1940s, according to Andy Burke, Rural Utilities Service Administrator at the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Other entities just didn't want to go into rural America and provide the power. So President Roosevelt started the Rural Electrification Administration. And at the same time, you had co-ops begin to take advantage of REA funding. And it worked. You both saw electric power being provided in areas where it had never been seen before. And those areas prospered as a result.
These days, says Burke, rural electric co-ops are continuing to innovate by adding solar and wind power generation facilities that, in some cases, include battery storage.
One thing that's super important about all this is that when you put in these battery storage units, when you have extreme weather events that might damage another part of the system, now you've got enough energy to help balance that out. And so it actually ends up making your system more resilient to extreme weather events.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.